From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Monday, December 16th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. New Orleans in a cybersecurity state of emergency, new moves to reopen net neutrality, and the Ring camera hack. Where's the opportunity? This is the business of tech. The city of New Orleans has declared a state of emergency following a new ransomware attack. The attacks began around 5 a.m. local time on Friday, and the city proactively responded by shutting down all computers and servers and unplugging devices. The city has confirmed it was a ransomware attack, filing a state of emergency with the Civil District Court. Emergency communications were not affected. Why do we care? I thought it was a big deal a number of years ago when NATO declared that cyber warfare was the same as physical warfare, and would cite this in a number of presentations I gave. The parallels here are pretty striking. It doesn't take much to remember the state of emergency in New Orleans around Hurricane Katrina, and the city has used the same mechanism here. Let's also note the extraordinary measure taken, shutting down all computers and servers, and physically unplugging all devices. This is the logical continuation of that trend. If cyber warfare is the same as physical warfare, then an attack like this is the same as a hurricane. Clever providers are the ones that are going to find ways to help solve this. More on that later. Mozilla, working with public interest and trade associations representing Facebook, Google, and other tech companies, has asked a panel of judges to rehear the case that upheld a Federal Communication Commission's decision that repealed the government's open internet rules. The filings believe the judges misinterpreted legal precedent and fault the FCC for, quote, abdicating its ability to regulate the behavior of ISPs for the first time in its history, end quote. So why do we care? The battle over net neutrality is far from over. My bias? I'm pro-net neutrality. I believe open access is what creates opportunity for the largest portion of the market, and that selling preferred access hampers opportunity more than it creates. I've been covering the bifurcation of the internet a lot recently, with the distinction between authoritarian versus democratic governments. Another consideration is the debate in net neutrality. If access can be purchased, the control shifts from governments to corporations. Here's another angle to consider. This case will continue to play out, and we'll see where the legal precedent goes. A number of media outlets covered the story late last week that Ring cameras are being used by hackers to taunt adults and children. Devices are reported with strangers' voices appearing to taunt them, playing music in the background or attempting to talk to children, and there was even a podcast devoting to hacking into Ring and Nest devices for listeners' amusement. Ring's response was that they believe the hackers simply reused stolen or leaked credentials that were taken from other services and discovered online. Why do we care? wasn't going to report this story initially when I spotted it last week. While interesting, there doesn't appear to be a technical flaw here that caused the breach. Then I spent some time on social media reading comments from the IT community. What was striking was the number of responses that appeared to blame users for this. It's implied in the response from Ring, but it was even more bold when I read it from technology providers. It's true that consumers purchased products and did not properly set them up in a truly secure fashion. Anyone involved with the management of security knows that the reuse of passwords is a very bad idea, and not having two-factor authentication, even worse. It's also pretty horrible that the implication here is actual traumatized children by these devices. But I don't want to focus there. What I want to focus on is the opportunity here, particularly for service providers. There's a ton of work for product people too, but let's talk services today. Don't blame users. Help them. There seems to be a huge opportunity here in bringing together all the components that are available and helping users properly implement them and making that process a lot easier. Two-factor authentication can be difficult to implement, so sell that service. Help set up devices correctly and then monitor to ensure devices remain configured correctly. Dark web scanning for compromised accounts for customers and password management solutions to help them. Here you have a perfect case study. You don't want creepy music played out of your kids' devices. Rather than blame users, invest in them and differentiate. At first glance, it really doesn't appear anyone is helping them, and everyone is blaming them. The new episode of Killing It is out, and this week the guys talk about the demise of Kodak and what we can learn about innovation and direction. And are you ready for Industry 4.0 and Reality 4.0? What does it mean, and what are the next steps around VR, AR, and XR? And finally, is IoT cutting costs? Three topics, three hosts, and 30 minutes. Download the Killing It podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Last full week before the holidays, so make sure you're closing out the year strong. Appreciate you sharing the show with one or two colleagues to help me grow the audience, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.